Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Tea Time with Madam Butterfly. And today we're here underneath this beautiful January new moon, preparing to manifest. So I hope everybody's been enjoying the new energies that have been coming in since the new year. And January's actually been quite the month. We've got two full moons this month. The first full moon of the year was on January the 1st. For the United States, and January 2nd for Europe. Now the second, which will be known as a blue moon, which will be on January the 31st, is also coming. So we really started this month and we'll be ending this month with these two beautiful full moons. Both of them are super moons, which means that the moon is at its closest point to the Earth, and that makes the full moon brighter and larger. And then it even gets better because we have a total lunar eclipse visible in the western United States on January the 31st as well. So now tonight and today, we are looking, however, not at the full moon, but at the new moon. And so that Capricorn new moon is starting tonight, coming in on the 16th and 17th. So tonight, tomorrow, we're going to be underneath this new moon energy. And it's definitely going to be dazzling us. It has a line of five celestial bodies by its side. So at the time of this new moon energy, there's going to be a lineup of the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, and Pluto, all in the sign of Capricorn. And this is also a rare alignment, and it's known as a stellium. So it's quite the month indeed. And so I've looked at a couple of interesting sites online for some, you know, astrology predictions for this next year. And I'm just going to be looking at a site right now. It's called Forever Conscious. And so they are saying that this January new moon is, you know, quite intense. So it's, you know, with all these planets lining up, it's going to bring a lot of this earthy Capricorn energy for all of us to play with. The Capricorn being a cardinal earth sign, it means that it's holding the energy of leadership, hard work, determination, and groundedness. So Capricorn is represented, as you know, by a mountain goat. And if you've ever seen a mountain goat, you'd know that it's able to use its nimble feet to climb higher and perch itself in places that most other animals would not be able to get to. So this is a good way to describe the hardworking energy of Capricorn. And with so many planets, plus the sun and moon aligning in this constellation, we are all going to be able to make a leap of progress as we climb our own mountains. The January new moon energy is really going to help all of us to take a leap forward and to use our hard work, skill, and knowledge to climb higher and reach further. So this is very ambitious energy that will really help all of us to move forward in the direction of our highest dreams and wishes. So this is a perfect time to take action in your life and begin making small, practical changes in order to bring more joy, abundance, love, success, and whatever other feel-good emotions you want in your life. Now, Capricorn is a very practical sign, so this is not necessarily about making bold, shocking moves in our lives unless we feel called to do so. Rather, it's about making small yet effective shifts to get us closer to where we want to be. Now, the last few years, we've really had to focus on clearing and on planning. But now, as these new energies come in, we're getting a lot of support to actually put our plans into action. January is one of the most action-focused months of the year, so use this energy to your advantage and don't be afraid to push yourself a little higher. Now, while this lineup of Capricorn planets is really going to help us find our ambition and strength, this new moon has a soft, intuitive energy as well. So while it's a great time to take action and express yourself outwards, there's also this energy pulling us to go deeper within ourselves and to really connect to that heart center. So if you've been struggling in your relationships or feeling stuck in this area, this new moon may bring some new insights or may help you to think about things in a different way. If you are single, this new moon could actually be the perfect time to put yourself out there to meet someone. If you're in a relationship, use this energy to plan a date night or to do something fun together. If you're feeling a lack of hope when it comes to dating, use this new moon energy to check in with yourself and to see if what you are asking for is really aligned with the actions that you have been taking. This new moon energy may also help you to click the reset button and allow you to clear away any baggage from past relationships. So the good thing about this January new moon is that it has a lot of energy, which means that you can use this energy to serve you in any way that you need. So I'm going to ask you to tune into yourself and to ask yourselves now, what is something I could use support with? What would I like this new moon to bring into my life? New moons are all about setting intentions and planting seeds for the future. So think about what you want to grow in your garden and give your wishes to the night sky. There are such strong cosmic forces all through January, and they're all on your side and there to support you. Let the world know what you need. Let the new moon know what you need, and then open yourself to the guidance that follows. Even though it doesn't always feel like it, life is always on your side, and you just have to learn to find the joy as you navigate the highs and lows of your very own mountain. So I'm going to now play a beautiful piece of music, and it's called Shooting Star. And you're going to just listen to this music now, and as you listen, I want you to think about what is it that you wish to manifest tonight with this new moon. And you might want to even grab a piece of paper and a pencil and just write down some notes. Jot down, I wish to manifest dot, dot, dot. You're going to fill in the blanks and you're going to just, you know, take the evening even to do it. You don't have to do it through this radio show. You can wait because that new moon energy is with us for the next 24 to 48 hours. So at some point, we're going to actually sit and do our manifesting. But for today and for right now, we're going to think about what are those things that we need to manifest. And just sit back, take a nice breath, have your cup of tea if you're having a tea with me, and listen to this music. and let it take you away and think about what is it that you wish for the universe to bring. When I come back, we're going to take some of your calls. For you today about what is it that you're hoping to manifest, and you're just going to come on and just give me, if you will, your first name and whereabouts are you, so you can, you know, just give me your state or your province or town. That's great. It helps me to connect with your energy, and we'll see if we can get those messages for you regarding those things that we wish to manifest. So, okay, I'm going to now be opening up the phone lines, and so we're going to the 650 area code. So,
hi
there.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, my name
my
is
pleasure.
Miranda.
And can I get your name, please?
Miranda, calling from California.
Oh, hi there. Okay, so do you have a question or do you have anything you'd like to share with us today?
Yes, I would love to manifest a new home, and I'm in the process of looking. And I'm just wondering if the cards would be helpful in answering when I'll find my home. What month?
Okay. What month would be a nice thing to know, wouldn't it? Okay, and I'm using my Druidcraft deck today. It's a beautiful deck. I wish you all could see the pictures because they really tell the story. Okay, so we're just going to see if Spirit can help us with when this house is going to be coming up. Okay. Oh, what a great card, because this is the card that often I associate with houses, the Ace of Pentacles. On my actual deck, on this picture, you actually see a bear coming out of a cave. So this card is definitely saying you're going to find it soon. Ace of Pentacles, because it's an ace, it's always talking about a gift from the universe, funnily enough, you know. And Pentacles is the suit to do with the material realm, which is about money, houses, security, anything that's material. So don't worry, you're definitely going to find it. And I'm going to say pretty soon, because an ace coming up like that usually means it's imminent. Now, I will say, look for the unexpected. This is a gift from the universe, so if you feel compelled to go somewhere or look somewhere or something's calling you in a certain direction, follow that call. So let your intuition guide you, but just know this is coming, and it's coming soon. I would say within the next month to 2 months.
That would be lovely. I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you can have a longer program to do a three-card spread or something.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
that would be lovely.
I've been doing this not for very long. I'm still working out some of the technical glitches on this, with the Blog Talk Radio. I love it, though. And thank you so much. I'll certainly think about that.
Yeah, I appreciate your show. Thank you. Thanks for
being here. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Bye. Best of luck. Okay, so now we're going to 201 area code. Hi there.
Hi.
And who are we talking to?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm well.
Whereabouts
thanks.
Are you located in this big planet of ours?
I'm in New Jersey.
Hi there. Okay. You guys got some hell of weather lately, eh?
Yes. Cold, but it's winter, so
exactly.
Not much to do.
Not much any of us can do about it. Okay, so do you have any questions today, Rose?
Yes, I have some unexpected expenses, and I want to know what you see with regards to my finances, or even if you see unexpected cash coming other than income tax.
Yeah, let's see what we get for Rose today. Oh, the Hermit. The Hermit card is here. Well, the Hermit card, you know, is always talking about our spiritual journey. It's a 9 vibration, which means change. So sometimes those unexpected things that we have to deal with, those unexpected changes, lead us to make other changes, don't they? You know, so perhaps some of the things that you're dissatisfied with right now will lead you to better things ahead. The Hermit is a bit of a solitary energy, but it's always saying we're okay with that. We're on this journey and we're comfortable. We don't feel lonely. So it's not a lonely energy. But it's just saying, again, you know, do what you feel is right. Follow your own path in terms of what you're being led towards, you know. Interesting card, though, for your question. Does it resonate with you in any way?
Yes.
What do you feel about that? Does it give you anything? You know, maybe meditate upon it a little bit.
Okay.
And tonight, when you're doing the manifesting, and I'll just talk a little bit about that now, too, for everybody, what we're going to do is just sit underneath the moonlight, if you can. Obviously, for a lot of us, it's pretty cold outside, so we just maybe sit near a window where we can get a little of that moonlight coming on us, and then we're going to get a nice blank white piece of paper and just write down all the things that you're wanting to bring into your life, and really be specific. You know, if it is a partner, don't be afraid to describe your ideal partner. Write down to the color of their eyes or, you know, even what kind of interest they might have. If it's things around money, then how are we going to manifest that money? What are we going to do? How are we going to attract that money to us? So, you know, it's a really great time right now to sort of just, for the rest of this day, meditate upon those things. And get your paper ready and just start writing out some of that stuff. Then a little bit later this evening, when you're comfortable, light a white candle. And if you have crystals, lay them out around the candle. You know, you're going to make this into a bit of a ceremony. If you have any smudge or sage that you can burn or incense, it's nice to light that too, because it brings us into the present moment and it grounds us. And then you're just going to, you know, once you've written out your paper, your manifestations, you're just going to say your prayer in your own words. And just talk to the universe, talk to the angels and your guides. Just ask them to help you to bring these things to you. You know, and I usually smudge while I say the prayer. And I always, you know, I call upon Archangel Michael. But call upon whoever you like to pray to or talk to. And then keep that piece of paper. You know, put the date on it and sign it. And then just fold it up and put it somewhere safe. And just wait for those energies to start happening. And you'd be amazed how quickly they do start to work. Sometimes almost within, you know, the next day, you'll find something will be happening that will be bringing you that abundance that you're hoping for.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so try that tonight. Okay, Rose? Yeah. The hermit energy, just, I would say, meditate upon that. I think it has a meaning for you, for sure.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Take care, Rose. Bye. Okay, and so we're now going to the 303 area code. Hello there. Who am I talking to?
Hi there. Hi.
Hi.
Allison, I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Allison. How's it going today?
It's a beautiful day up here.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm shuffling for you now. And do you have anything you'd like to talk about today?
Yeah, mostly, well, I'm going to simplify to what I'm meeting. Probably will be making a move this year, an in-state move, and then just kind of, it kind of depends on, one of the things it depends on is when the house will sell, not my house, the house that I, you know, have a rental room in. So part of it depends on that, but just like to see what, when it looks like this will all start to kind of piece together.
Okay. All right, let's see what we can get. Wow, the High Priestess. The High Priestess is the card that speaks to manifesting. And if you could see the picture, it's actually a High Priestess. She's standing in Stonehenge, so that you see the big stones beside her on either side of her. But behind her and above her is the moon, the new moon. So it's quite amazing. I knew this card would come up today in these readings with somebody because it is the manifest card. And so this card's saying, and it's a two vibration. So the number two may be a clue in terms of perhaps the second month, February we're looking at, or it could be the second of the month, the 20th of the month, where things are happening for you, where you're finding what you're looking for. But we're also seeing that you're manifesting this. So again, and I, you know, I'm seeing a little bit of a thread here with that hermit from the last read, and then the High Priestess. We're talking a very spiritual energy here. So again, remember, do not underestimate the power of your spiritual intentions to find the perfect place. So you're going to do that manifesting tonight, my dear, and it's going to happen. You're going to bring that energy to you. You are literally the High Priestess, and bringing what you need to yourself. So manifest away and know your own power. Trust your own intuition, okay? I think you have a lot of psychic ability, too.
Yeah, I do, but, you know, I can only do so much. When the house isn't sold, I can't really, you know.
No,
it's kind of,
but,
you know, I don't really have a...
But don't forget the power you have to manifest, okay? So I'm serious, guys. You know, we don't talk about this anymore. Back in the old days, hundreds of years ago, people had more belief in these things. We have a lot of magic, and we can attract the right things to us. So when you do your manifesting this evening, when you write this out, don't skip this step, okay? Don't skip the step of writing everything out that you want and of saying that prayer with true intention and true sincerity, with humility. We ask those angels and those guides to bring these things to us. And you'll be amazed, you know. Light the candle. Don't forget that part either. Light your candle of intention and believe. Believe that you're being helped. Okay? Try that tonight. I promise you, you're going to have some action within the next 2 months. Things are going to happen for you, okay? Trust. All right, Allison? You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome. Okay, and we're going to 724 area code now. Hi, 724.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello there, Pennsylvania. It's so nice to talk to everybody. Do you have a question for us today?
Yes. What the cards would show us for me romantically, say, in the next 6 months?
Oh, yes. Let's see if we've got anything happening. Okay. Well, according to astrology, this month is a good month to start romantic things or to be focusing on ways we can, you know, reach out and let the energies know we're ready for romance, ready for, you know, love to come into our lives again. And I think it's important we always acknowledge that we haven't been ready necessarily up until now, right? So little ceremonies like new moon manifestations are so powerful. Part of making that decision. Oh my goodness. You will not believe the
good
card
one, my
I just
goodness.
Pulled for you. It's a,
which card
it's
is
actually
I'm sorry.
The best card for love. It is the Ace
oh,
of
wow.
Cups. And this card, again, another ace. This is the second ace today. Aces are gifts from the universe. And this card is saying your cup will overflow with love. The beautiful thing about
oh,
this card
great.
Is it also shows a moon. Yeah, I wish everybody could see the beautiful pictures on these cards. I may post them afterwards on the, you know, where you can see the photographs. I may post a few of these that we've pulled today so everybody can go back and
right.
look at their cards. But this Ace of Cups shows a beautiful cup literally overflowing with love, and right over top of it is a moon. So we've got, again, a moon in another card that we've pulled today. The Hermit also had a moon. So the moon has really come through today for us in all these readings, you know. And this card is saying love is absolutely
definitely.
Coming your way, my dear. And this isn't just any old, you know, little, you know, dating thing. This is a true love. So have faith and believe you're going to manifest this true love into your life. And again, I feel it's going to be this year. We're looking at this as a great year of, you know, action and things happening. That new moon energy coming in, as we had said already, the last 2 years have been years of planning, years for clearing. Now is the time for us to make those changes happen. Now is the time for the action. So no hopelessness when it comes to dating. You're using this new moon energy to check in with yourself, see if what you're asking for is really aligned with the actions that you've been taking. And this new moon energy helps you to click that reset button and clear away any baggage from past relationships. So I think you're ready finally to allow love into your life again. But Ace of Cups, you know what? It couldn't have been a more clear or a better card to give you that answer, to know that love is on the way for you, my dear. So believe.
That's what I like to hear. So thank you more than
yes.
enough for your work
you're
this
very,
afternoon.
You're welcome. That's
and
wonderful.
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. All the best to you.
Thank
now,
you.
I'm
yourself.
Afraid I'm...
Uh-huh.
Yes, talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So those of you that are still on hold, I'm so sorry. We've run out of time. I'm going to be back again on air next week at the same time, so please don't hesitate to call back. And I hope to talk to you all soon. And everybody tonight, please remember, believe in your manifestation. You're absolutely powerful goddesses, all of you. And gods, those of you that are gentlemen out there listening as well, we're very powerful beings, and we're going to manifest exactly what we want into our lives. So remember, when you write your manifestation out, be detailed, be clear, and don't be afraid to ask for what you really want. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.